La 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 la.
Hey, thanks so much for coming back, everybody. Once again, Andy LaRusso, the Singing Chef, singingchef.com. We're here at the Farmers Market Celebration in Julia, and in the background we're going to have the Inner Gospel, Inner Light Community Gospel Choir singing. But in the meantime, we got one of the chef luminaries here that's participated in this great celebration of Julia Child's life here at the Farmers Market. And tell us where you're from and some of the things that you're going to be doing today at the market.
Well, I'm Chef Gibson. I'm from the Spa Cafe at Baccara Resort and Spa, and today I'm
at Baccara.
Yes.
Some of our listeners may or may not know, so let's give as much information as possible.
Okay.
Phone number and everything.
Baccara's it's a 78-acre health spa and resort up on the Gaviota coastline, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of property. There's a 1,000-acre ranch right across the street, which we produce a lot of our own organic produce and everything exclusively to Baccara. We produce about 2.5 million pounds of avocados on an average.
2.5 million?
2.5 million pounds. Plenty of avocados
awesome.
Here. And about 1.5 million pounds of lemons on an average. So, you know what? That definitely keeps us busy, and we also have time to do excellent fundraisers like this for Julia Child. And being a Boston boy, I grew up and I would always have my mother watching her on PBS. She'd do her own little show there.
Yeah, in Boston, so you're growing up. I'm a Jersey guy, so we're East Coast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and just an excellent time to be down here to do something, raise a little money to give to Julia's favorite charities. And it's a good time to get out and see the community. Farmers Market's an excellent place to really come out and touch people in your community and get to know everybody and the local farmers, too.
Now, today, as a celebration of Julia's life, a lot of the chefs were called. Everybody said yes, 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 donating their time and some of their special dishes. What's the thing that you're going to share with us today in terms of your specialty?
Well, since we do have so many avocados, we're going to be doing an avocado, and we also, right now, we get about 1,000 pounds of heirloom tomatoes a week.
1,000 pounds of heirloom? You're kidding.
No, every week we get about 1,000 pounds coming off the ranch right now, and 12 different varieties, so we're going to be doing an heirloom tomato and avocado bruschetta.
Oh, my God. And that's going to be free to the people here at the market today.
Yes, that's definitely free, and there's also, I believe there's 20 or so other restaurants that are going to be down here doing specialty dishes from their restaurants as well.
Now, how long have you been with the Baccara, and where did you come from? What's your background training?
I've been with Baccara since the opening, so it's coming up on 4 years now. I studied at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. Then I bounced.
What year did you graduate?
99. Class.
And my daughter was 78, 79. She graduated from.
All right, excellent. Always good to know that there's alumni around. Let's see. Then I opened up the Seaport Hotel in Boston, and then I started just bouncing around. I lived in Brazil for a while. I went through Europe, and I was actually up working for the Culinary Institute of America in. Up in the Napa Valley, San Helena.
Is that how you got to the West Coast?
Yep, that's how I got here. And then I got a call from David Reardon, the executive chef of Baccara, who pretty much had just landed when he gave me a ring, asked me if I wanted to check out a property that he's going to be opening down in Santa Barbara, and I've been here ever since.
Did you absolutely fall in love with this place?
Oh, yeah, this place, the whole area. I'll go home and I'll visit Boston. You know, it's fun.
Well, I know the Boston cold winters, you know, people want to be on the West as much as possible. So some of the winters in Boston could be absolutely brutal.
Yeah, anyone who wants to come and visit me, they pretty much, you know, they have to make a list. You know, everybody comes out and says hi.
Do you have family, children, or a single guy?
I have a girlfriend. Okay. We live together. But all the family is pretty much on the East Coast, so we do have plenty of visitors out here, too.
They do come out. What months do they come out and visit?
Mostly the winter months out there. So, yeah, it's definitely good to get away from the cold and come out and enjoy the beautiful area that we live in.
Now, what can people expect when they go to the restaurant? What's the restaurant? Because I know there's three or four restaurants at the Baccara.
Yep, there's three restaurants on property. There's Miro, the fine dining restaurant, which is doing a Basque cuisine. The Bistro restaurant, which does more of a Mediterranean cuisine, and I do the Spa Cafe, which is focused on a more all organic and a healthier style of living. So we keep an eye on all the fats, where the fats are coming from, using the freshest ingredients from the 10-acre organic farm. And Yeah, just keeping an eye on having nice nutritional meals, because a lot of people go there and they have an excellent workout facility, excellent spa and everything. So we try to match that with the food and just provide a very healthy meal.
Have the low carb affected your menu at all?
Well, I guess it has because that is how I. There's not a lot of carbs on the menus, not a lot of cheeses or anything like that. But we do cater to anyone's needs. If they want to come in and they want potatoes or some pasta or anything, we definitely make sure that we can get that for them.
So you can pretty much tailor it to their needs, carbo or not, you know, or maybe whatever they want there at the spa cafe that you do. Right?
That's correct. Spa.
What's the highest caloric thing on there?
Oh, let's see. I would have to say it'd be one of the soups, really, because they're thickened with tortilla strips and everything.
Soups thickened with tortilla strips.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short change. We're going to change with John. And thank you so much. Tell us your name one more time.
Andrew Gibson from the Spa Cafe at Bacara Resort and Spa.
Okay, and don't forget, he's here doing a celebration of Julia Childs. John Downey from Downey's Restaurant, the Phone Booth Restaurant. I love it, with his son here. Hi, John. Thanks again for joining the Cooking Cabaret Show. Hi, buddy. Nice to see you. So Julia Childs has been real close to all of us here. What were some of the things that you remember about Julia?
Oh, I remember clearly the first time I met her and just walking away totally in awe. And that was many, many years ago. That was probably about 24 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was over at the long-gone Penelope's restaurant. And I just was on air, walking on air. I couldn't believe that Julia Child was coming to eat my food. And I remember clearly that she ate a roast chicken dish, I think, and just loved it. And right away I realized that this is the sort of thing that Julia likes. She just likes good, down-to-earth, honest-to-goodness, good old-fashioned food. And that's been my experience ever since. I've had the honor of cooking for her quite a few times since then. And that's what she likes. I remember she ordered a squab from me once, and she said, make sure you leave the bones in. Well, yeah.
Now, today at the market is a celebration of Julia Life, Charles Life here, and this is a compliments of the Farmer's Market. We're doing a whole hour show. And what are some of the things that you would share with the people today in terms of what you brought down to eat?
Well, duck has always been a favorite of Julia's in my experience, so I wanted to do something with duck. I wasn't sure what, and then it started coming together. I thought, well, let's do something from the market. So we have some nice nectarines, and we made a beautiful fresh nectarine chutney to serve with little bites of roast duck, and I think that's going to be a real treat.
Oh, wonderful. So that's going to be like a little dish, a little taste of that?
Just a little taste of that, yeah, like two or three bites, and you're going to have to use your fingers a little bit, but I think that's very appropriate today. I think Julia would dive right in, hands first, so.
Well, you know, she's here with us eating, of course, in some other form, I'm sure. The vibrations are so great. If you just joined us, we're talking with Chef John Downey from Downey's Restaurant, 1305 State Street. Is there a phone number you can give out to?
Oh, I'd love to. It's 966-5006.
And you have your main sous chef here.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Philip.
That's Phil. That's my middle name, Andrew Philippe. Thanks so much, and we're going to let you get back to that. Thank you so much for participating in the celebration today of Julia's Life.
Thank you very much, and good luck with the show.
You're welcome, John. So if you just tuned in, we're here at the Farmer's Market. This is live, full hour of Julia Child's celebration. And yours truly, Andy LaRusso, the singing chef, with the engineer Baron Von Haren, and our girl Valerie, and all the rest of the gang here. And this is just an absolute happening, and we're so happy that you joined us. Again, we're going to dedicate the whole hour, compliments of the Farmer's Market, to celebration of Julia Child's Life. And in just a little while, we're going to have Laurence Aubon, the executive director of the Farmer's Market, come over and talk a little bit more about the whole proceedings and the whole event today. So don't go away. We're going to come right back with the Cooking Cabaret Show.
Non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e le facce del blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo del vento rapito. E il camion già volare nel cielo infinito, volare, oh,
dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole di ancora per su. Mentre mando pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonavo soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole di ancora per su. Mentre mando pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonavo soltanto per me. Volare, volare.